This is Getting the Message, and I'm Lud Golz. In our last few visits, we've been doing a 4S, or four-step study of 2 Corinthians 8 and 9 on the subject of stewardship. After spreading the information in these chapters out, we then need to sort it into categories. I identified four categories: examples, assurances, challenges, and promises. With these categories, structure the information into an outline. This is what I came up with. Title: The Grace of Giving. The four points: examples to encourage, management plans to assure, challenges to motivate, promises to inspire. You can amplify these main points with subpoints. The final step in the four-step study is to summarize what you have found into some applications. When I did this, this is what I came up with. I should always be altruistic in my giving. That is, I should be concerned about giving what God prompts me to give to help meet a need without being concerned about what I might get in return. If God prompts me to give above what I am able to, and I end up not having enough to meet my own needs, I need to trust God to provide what I need. I need to follow through on promises that I make to the best of my ability. Don't be surprised if you are blessed as a result of prayers of those who have benefited from your giving. If you are the one administering the gift, make sure that it gets to the recipient and is used as intended. Be sure you are responsible and accountable. Have people involved with you who are trustworthy. If everyone exercised the grace of giving in this way, the work of God would always have enough resources to accomplish what God wants to be done.